as I hear you being so outgoing, there was a time though when you were younger, you were kind of stoic and maybe yes. shy and not ready to come out of your shell.
It was hard to, and he helped me basically.
So Fred helped you do that.
Well, he recognized, and then we read up on my disability. He was very sympathetic. And being in Lawton in a new town and getting acquainted, we depended on each other to introduce ourselves to each other's friends. Mm-hmm. So we became a couple there. And then we started integration of Lawton.
Right. I just want to make an observation here, because all these people were taken with you, too, as a couple.
Yes.
Because you had the kind of personality. They weren't as much taken with you because you were Native American as when you got to Washington.
That's right.
That was a big draw. But here it was just based on your personality.
And, of course, you have to remember, television had just come in. No women were in any state legislature, so there weren't wives around. I was there, and I was accepted by the older members of the Senate because they just liked me for one thing.
You had charm, let's face it. I'll call it what it is, okay? You were living in Norman in the early 50s.
Yes.
And you got introduced to civil rights.
Yes.
And the discrimination.
Yes. Oh, yes. When we came out with the law of equal but separate.
Yes.
What OU did in the law school, where Fred was there at the time, they had a rope, velvet rope, that all of the students were over here, and then this one African-American sitting there. That was separate but equal. That was bending the rules, really. OU was trying to do something, but it looked and felt so terrible, isolation
right.
like that.
And then, of course, Ada Lois Sipu will challenge that in court.
Yes.
And she, too, felt that discrimination. I've interviewed her son about that and how she would come into the classroom thinking that she was going to sit anywhere. No, you have to wake up to the top and sit by yourself. But that was challenged. And so when you heard about all the discrimination of blacks, you didn't hear much about the discrimination towards Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Did that bother you?
Well, I came to understand it. I always say that it was open discrimination against black people, but it was more subtle about Indians. Everybody in Oklahoma was part Indian, claimed to be part Indian, so that you didn't openly discriminate like separation. I think they did in the real early times, but by the time it came along, we were accepted. But we learned later that 75% of us were dropping out of high school. So we didn't know what we could do. That was when we started Oklahomans for Indian Opportunity. But back to, we were talking about discrimination. So it was covert discrimination where it was overt to African Americans.
I got to say, my father would say politics was in church, but it was so fine.
Yes.
You couldn't really see it. And that's what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Sometimes that's tougher to fight.
It is.
Than the one that's so blatant.
That's right, because you blame yourself. Something's wrong with me. Because we're proud to be Native American in Oklahoma, and look at our seal, look at our flag. Everything is, you know, we're part of it. But then, so something must be wrong with me. Mm-hmm. It was so subtle, it was very hard to do, and harder to, as you say, overcome. Well, we learned some strategies later on.
Did you feel discrimination even as you and Fred were marching on your way to Washington and running for election?
There was one club I wanted to join in Lawton when I first moved there, and they didn't accept me, so.
Really?
I was really taken back by that. That's when I joined the older club, women's club.
And you knew it was because you're Comanche?
Mm-hmm.
Or any Native?
Any Native. Nation. And I had really great supporters who were nominating me, but they turned me down, so.